Very difficult decision. St. Pete is my hometown. I was born there. And being the strong mayor of your hometown is very appealing. But the exercise of evaluating the position, I think, was very healthy. It kind of reinforced what a great time I'm having as a county commissioner. But more importantly, the very critical moment that we're in for county government, local government, state government, federal government. We will reshape Pinellas County government starting this afternoon at our workshop with significant cuts. Some of the services we provide now we won't provide in the future. Fire and EMS is one of those services. Everything from parks to law enforcement will be changed. It is a defining moment for Pinellas County, and I really feel compelled to be a part of that and try to shape this county government going forward. Certainly mayor is something I'll look at in the future, but for right now I think the place that I need to be is right here.
Besides trying to shape the future of the county, was there any type of consideration that really kind of changed your mind that made you think that this is where you needed to be?
It was a very difficult process, a lot of good community support, but I felt over the last two terms I've certainly developed relationships and skills and experience, not only at the county commission level, but also on the Juvenile Welfare Board, which funds the primary funder for children's services, juvenile justice issues, networking with our constitutional officers and communities around Pinellas County. And I think that's going to be critical now as we look at 15% to 20% budget cuts, that we don't cut those things that are smart investments in our future, like children's services, like diversion programs, like affordable housing, education. All those things are vitally important. Health and Human Services, the county is the primary funder for Health and Human Services in the local area. So all those things kind of weighed into my decision versus, you know, what impact I would have as a strong mayor. The true question is, where could I contribute the most to this community at this point in time? And came to the conclusion it's at the county commission level.
And you've had a lot of time to think about the St. Pete mayor's race itself and the people that have already gotten into it. What kind of insight can you give our listeners about that?
You've got some fine individuals running. My St. Pete neighbors, I want to hear more about their vision for St. Petersburg, more about how they plan to deal with this current economic downturn, the fact that they will have significantly fewer dollars to work with in St. Pete government. So I'm listening. I want to hear what their plans are. But I do think you have some fine individuals, and I'm looking forward to working not only with Mayor Baker, who still has about a year left, but with his successor as well.